Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Balak, that is Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Now, in the last Aliyah, we had learned that Balaam had tried to curse Klal Yisrael. It did not go so well for him. Hashem had told him to bless Klal Yisrael instead. Balak was not happy, and now they're going to try a second time. So the Pasuk tells us, Vayomer Elav Balak, and Balak said to him, Lechana Iti, go now with me, Al Makam Acher, to a different place. Asher Tiran Misham, you're going to be able to see them, meaning see Klal Yisrael from there. Efes Kotseu Tira, only you're going to be able to see its edge. V'chulu Laisira, you're not going to be able to see all of Klal Yisrael. V'kavneli Misham, and curse them for me from there. V'yikacheu Stei Taifim, and he took him to the field of lookouts. El Resha Pisgah, to the top of the Pisgah, V'even Shiv Mizbechais, and he built seven Mizbechais, V'yal Parah V'ayel B'mizbech, and he brought up a par and aisle on each Mizbech. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Stei Taifim, Makim Kavayahaya, who was a very high place, Shoshamat Seifa, Amid Lishmar, and Yavichael Al-Ir. That's where the lookout stands in order to guard to see if there's going to be an invading army coming onto the city. Resha Pisgah, Bilam Loihaya Kaisim Kabalak. Bilam, he was not a sorcerer like Balak was, which is interesting. Bilam had the ability to curse Klal Yisrael, however, he wasn't a sorcerer. Balak was actually a sorcerer. Ra Balak Shasid Pirtzali Parts Bisom Misham. Balak was able to see that there was some sort of breach that was going to breach into Klal Yisrael from there. Shasham Meis Maisha, that's actually where Maisha died. Chasavar Shasham Tachla Le Maklala. And he thought that that's where the Klala was going to be, Chal, was going to be able to rest on them. Vizuyar Pirtza Sheni Raya, and that was the Pirtza that he was seeing. That's why he brought Bilam over there. He thought that the curse was going to be able to take hold over there. So back to Chumash, Pasuk Tazvav. Ve'emar el Balak, and he said to Balak, Hisyatsev Kael Asecha, stand over here by your Ayla, Vaynechi Karakai, and I will be chanced upon over here. Vaykar Hashem el Bilam, and Hashem chanced upon Bilam, Vayasem Davar Befiv, and he placed something in his mouth, Vayemar Shovel Balak, and he said, go back to Balak, Vachaisu Daber, and so you shall speak. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tazayin. Vayasem Davar Befiv, Mahi Asim Hazois, what exactly is this placing in his mouth? Machasar Mikr Ba'amrei, Shovel Balak Vachaisu Daber, what are we lacking in understanding from the Pasuk, from the fact that it said, go back to Balak, and this is what you should tell him? What else do we need to know? What's the Pasuk trying to tell us by saying he put something in Bilam's mouth? When Bilam heard that he wasn't given permission to curse Klal Yisrael, Amar, he said, Mani chazer to Balak letzari, what, I'm going to go back to Balak just to pain him? So Hashem put a bridle and a hook in his mouth, just like a person pokes an animal's mouth with a hook in order to be able to bring it wherever he wants. Amar Lai, Hashem said to him, Al karchacha toshav al Balak, against your will, you have to go back to Balak. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayavei Eilav, and he came to him, Vihinoi Nitzav Al-Lasai, he was standing by his Eilav, Vesari Mai Vitai, and the officers of Mai were with him. Vayam Rulai Balak, and Balak said to him, Madi Bar Hashem, what did Hashem say? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vesari Mai Vitai, Ulamal Ha'imer, previously it said, Vachol Sari Mai, that all of the officers of Mai were with him, and over here it just says, the officers were with him. Kivin Shirosh, Ein Bay Tekva, since they saw that there was no hope, that the whole thing was lost, Halchul Hemiktasam, Velenishu El Miktasam, some of them just went back home, and only some of them remained. That's why it doesn't say that all of the officers of Moab were there, only some of them were there. Ma Diber Hashem, L'shein Tzchai Kuzeh, he's really laughing at him, he was joking. Klaimer to say, Ein Chaber Shischa, you're not doing this because you want to, you're doing this against your will, Hashem is forcing you to do this. So in a way, he was making fun of him. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches, Vayisa Mishalei Ve'emar, and he delivered his mashal and he said, Kum Balak Ushama, Hazino Adai B'nai Tzipar, arise Balak and hear, lend me your ear, son of Tzipar. Lo Ish Kel V'Chazev, Hashem is not a man that he should be deceitful, Uven Adam V'Yisnecham, or a human that he should give in. Ahu Amar V'lo Yaseh, would he say and not do, V'Diber V'lo Yikimena, and speak and not keep to? What was Balaam trying to say over here? Pasuk Yitas and Rashi, he already had promised their forefathers that he was going to bring them and give them the land of seven nations. And you want to try to kill them in the Midbar? Hahu Amar, is he going to say and not do? This is an expression of wonderment. Is he going to go back and regret that which he said and go back on his word? Obviously not. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf. I've been taken to bless. He has blessed and I shall not take it back. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf. Hinei Baruch Lakachti, Atah Sheleini Ma Dibra Hashem, you asked me, what did Hashem say? Kibalti Yemenu L'Varuch Hashem, I've already accepted from him, he's told me I have to bless them. Uverich V'lai Hashiveno, Hu Baruch Hashem, he blessed them. V'ani Lo Yashiv Es Berchasoi, I'm not going to take back his bracha. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Lo Yhibit Oven B'Yakov, he doesn't focus on the sins of Yaakov, V'lai Ra Amal B'Yisrael, and he doesn't see perverseness in Klal Yisrael. Rashi explains that this means that even when Klal Yisrael sins, Hashem doesn't focus on that sin. He doesn't pay attention to it and harp on it, kaviyachol. He lets it go. Hashem lekav imai. Hashem, his God, is with him. Usuras melech bai, and the friendship of the king is in him, meaning Hashem's shechina is in Klal Yisrael, even when they sin and even when they anger Hashem. Kael meitzim Mitzrayim. Hashem brought them out of Mitzrayim, k'se'afayis re'eim loy, like the intensity of his loftiness. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis, kel mitzim Mitzrayim, ata amarta, you had told me earlier on when you tried to hire me, you had said, hinei am yatzim Mitzrayim, behold, a nation has left Mitzrayim, implying that they just walked out on their own. Lo yatzim atzmai, they didn't go out on their own, elo kim mitzim, Hashem had taken them out of Mitzrayim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Gimel, kiloi nachash b'Yaakov, there's no divination in Yaakov, v'loi kesem b'Yisrael, there's no sorcery in Klal Yisrael, ko'es yomer l'Yaakov, like this time it will be said to Yaakov, l'Yisrael, and to Yisrael, ma'pal kel, what has Hashem brought about? Hen am kalavi yakum, behold, we have a nation that rises like a lion, v'cha'aris nasa, and raises itself like a lion, lo yishkav al yechal teref, it doesn't lie until it consumes its prey, b'dam chalim yishte, and drinks the blood of the slain. Let's see Rashi over here, chavdalin, hen am kalavi yakum, what does that mean that they're a nation that rises like a lion? K'shein oim demishnasim shachres, when they get up from their sleep in the morning, they strengthen themselves like a lavi and an ari, two different types of lions, to grab mitzvahs, to wear tzitzis, say shma, and to put on tefillin. Lo yishkav, he doesn't lie down, but lila at night, al mitase, on his bed, until he consumes and destroys anything that wants to try to tear him apart. Ketzad, how does he do so? He says, kriya shma al mita, umafkid rucha biyad hamakim, and he gives his soul over to Hashem. A camp of marauding soldiers is going to come to try to destroy them. Hashem guards them and fights their wars for them and makes many soldiers die. V'dam chalalim yeshta, what does that mean? In Isnabe, he gave Nevu over here. She'ein Moshe Mesa. Moshe's not going to die. Ad she'yapil malchim Midian. Ad she'yapil malchim Midian chalalim v'yahari guimam. Until the kings of Midian are killed and he himself was going to be killed with them. Shenemar, it says, v'zbilim ben bar ha'kaisim hargu b'nei Yisrael b'cherev al chalalehem. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Hei. V'yimer Balak al Bilam, and Balak said to Bilam, gam kaiv lo yisika benu, gam barech lo yisavar chenu. Don't curse them, but don't bless them. V'yan Bilam, v'yimer al Balak, and Bilam answered and he said to Balak, haloi di barte lecha lemar, I've already spoken to you saying, kol asher yedabar Hashem oisei aseh, whatever Hashem says, that I shall do, and I had no choice in the matter. And we're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow at the 6th Aliyah, and see what happens with the continuation of this story. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.